be thy name. Well, good evening, everybody. Hello, it is Thursday. It's August 31st, 2023. This is the Fakeologist Show. We do this show Sunday through Thursday around 9 p.m. Eastern or Toronto time, which is the same as New York time. And that's at approximately, oh my goodness, what time is that in Geelong, Australia, Frank?
7 minutes past 11 in the morning.
7 minutes past 11 p.m., 11 a.m. in the morning, and it's tomorrow. Is it September 1st over there?
It is the 1st.
It's the 1st of September, and that's the famous Frank the Salt Guy, an ounce of salt per day. Frank, how have you been? How are you feeling this week?
Well, I've still got that, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It doesn't keep me awake at night. It doesn't stop me singing karaoke. I don't get it. But it is easy.
Whatever. All right. And what week is this for you and this illness?
I've got no idea. It seems like an eternity to me, but it must be 4 weeks.
All right. And it's not COVID. We've ruled that out because COVID is just a syndrome. It's not an actual virus or germ or anything of the sort.
I've certainly ruled all of those things out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guarantee if you were like 99% of the population, you would have run out to get a COVID test because that's the only thing we test for today. And they would have rolled some Yahtzee dice and told you whether or not you had COVID or not. And then you would have proceeded.
So I have to tell you while you're on the COVID thing.
Yeah, please.
That I inadvertently watched a Dr. John Campbell video.
Oh, it popped up on you.
And
what's he talking
was telling
about?
Me that the CDC was saying that, are now saying that vaccinated people are more likely to be impacted by this latest variant.
Mm-hmm. So they need more vaccines in answer to that, I would think.
And he's shaking his head about all that. And then he said, you know, these vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, they're useless. Oh, unless you've got cancer, of course, in which case, you know, the mRNA attacks the cancer. The guy is a complete lunatic.
Well, my understanding of the whole idea, they were creating a vaccine delivery vehicle, and the mRNA was the platform or vehicle that they could shove just about any so-called genomic sequence into. So they could tailor it and fine tune it at instantly almost. So really, this was the sled that they were going to use to carry Santa's toys into your body. That was the whole point. So the mRNA is not the...
You're way with words. It's
yeah, well, that was the whole idea. This was a brand new vaccine / delivery vehicle that would allow customization of the so-called genomic sequence, which is what they identify these viruses as are. And if you listen to one of the last Hoaxbusters calls by Chris, he was getting on to the fact that at the time when Chris was doing the broadcast, they were giving the idea that there were approximately 320,000 different viruses in the human and animal kingdom, all of which could be transferred and exchanged between animals. So,
including their fetuses.
Right, right.
No, it's a charming world. I hearing Dr. John Campbell then tout mRNA vaccines again was just too much for me. I faded out.
Yeah, and it's just like when we hear certain people that we think are okay, and then they say something stupid like, I haven't had time to look into the moon hoax, you know, the one that started in 1968. They just haven't had time in the 55 years that have gone by to look into it. And I thought, oh my God. Okay. If you haven't figured it out in 55 years, especially if you were around during that time, then I can easily strike you off the list of people to listen to. And Dollar Vigilante, who I do listen to, although not so much for his truth, but just he has a staff that grabs quite a few great clips, and I sometimes lift them for the show. So that's the only reason I
he also has, he's a very entertaining presenter, isn't he?
He's okay. I'm actually, maybe people are tired of me. I'm really tired of his shtick, though. His dog, and now he's got the baby babbling in the background. And,
oh, so he got a new baby, has he?
Yeah, he knocked up his wife, and they delivered a baby. But between that, there's not a lot of substance to the show. So, and now he says he's short of money. So that's interesting.
So now he says he's short of money.
He's right to the point where he says he may not be able to finish the ranch. So he's really pushing the porn. He's really pushing the fear porn, which is another reason I don't prefer the guy as much anymore. And of course, you need the fear porn to sell the newsletter, because the newsletter has all the answers. And if you don't follow the newsletter, you'll probably fall off the cliff and not survive what's coming. And it's always what's coming. This is the hook in marketing. It's always just coming. It's just around the corner, the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't come next week, well, it'll probably come the week after that. So just look out, Frank. Be careful.
Well, I'm certainly waiting for the descent of the heavenly Jerusalem, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm waiting for Christmas to come and go. I mean, that's the only thing I'm sure is going to come. But other than that, we try not to preach any kind of doom here. There's really nothing to worry about, as far as I can tell, except the zombies around you that do think something's coming. So overall, I think we like to preach a friendly message that there's really not much going on in the world. And there's nothing to worry about. So enjoy your life.
Yeah. There's machinations going on here, political machinations, and they mm-hmm. keep to, and it'd be nice for it to stop, but I guess it's not going to. I can't do much about it, I guess.
Don't you can't stop it, because that's what the people want. Now, say hello to everyone on FACO2, because the email actually went out tonight to from FACO2. FACO2, if you're a member there, which is free, generates its own email to you to let you know the show is going on. And I have always mentioned that email is probably one of the most reliable decentralized forms of communication. So if you get your membership at FACO2, it's free, and click the notification bell on the main channel, which is mine, Fakeologist and Min, and you'll get an email when the show starts. Alternatively, send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com, and we will, I do manually send out a message to say the show is on. And of course, we have the people that insist on being on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube and our channel is alive, and both our YouTube channels are alive tonight, you'll get your normal YouTube notification. But YouTube doesn't send emails anymore. They stopped doing that a couple of years ago. So we'll say hi to Johnny's List in the YouTube chat. Epic Souls is tuning in as always. He's on the forklift. In a very noisy environment. We were pleased to hear him call in last week. And what else? Here's the caption.
Yes, that was great when he called in. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, so anyone can call in. We do like to take calls, Frank especially. So call us, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Nobody ever calls on Skype, which leads me to believe nobody cares about Skype anymore. But my Skype name is Fakeologist, so you can meet me there. I'll turn on the Skype. And of course, we have Discord as well. I'll talk to you on the Discord if you want to call in on the Discord. And you send me a ping. And what else do I have to say? I got some voicemails. I can play them.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of messages from Hands Off 99.
I've got another one today. That's good.
You probably got the same one. I think he's also JL1. He has a couple email addresses that he sends me email from. It does confuse me as to if I'm talking to the same person. But his name, I don't know what his name is. I think he's Canadian. And I did tell him to call in tonight, because he does Now, his emails are somewhat convoluted and hard to follow sometimes. He kind of reminds me of Napoleon Wilson. But here's a voice message from Napoleon Wilson, I think.
I'm Napoleon Wilson. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Now, he just created a bumper. He went to fake11.com/bumper and recorded that. But you already have a bumper, Napoleon. If you want me to use that bumper, even though it was sounded a little muddy, I can. That was one voicemail I got. That was on SpeakPipe, by the way. You can go to the main page and you scroll down on the right side here. You should see SpeakPipe. Just click Start Recording. So that's Napoleon Wilson. And a shout out to him. He loves hanging out in the Telegram. And the blog, of course. And a few people, I sent an email link replying to their email because Apple still hasn't updated our new feed. I changed the feed by one or by about five characters, and it threw everyone off. There's quite a few people that aren't getting the show right now because they're stuck on... Their podcast player may not have updated the feed, including Podverse, which I'm very disappointed in. It's a podcast 2.0 podcast app, and I think it's a one-man show. I can't get a hold of the guy, but I was using that as a backup, and it didn't update the damn feed either.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm not getting any problems receiving the podcast, but using a no-name program called Podcast App.
Mm-hmm. It's and that's on the Android or Apple?
That's on the Android, yeah.
Okay, that's good. I just don't know where some of these different apps get their feed.
Well, I just searched Fakeologist, and two types came up. One's the ones you record using this system, and the other one's the audio chats.
Yeah, and well, we have the Fakeologist show and the Fakeologist audio chats. Now, both feeds changed by, like I said, five letters got deleted out of the feed. And I don't know how the feed is propagated. I know Apple, once you set the feed, they won't change it unless you go through all kinds of hoops. And I haven't gone through the hoops yet, but I'm going to try and fix it. But they, well,
I've got this program broken on Apple. This program I'm using has got the Lynn Hotel on the 30th of August. So that's only 2 days ago.
Yeah, you're good. The old feed was changed on August 15th. So anyone listening now, well, you're not listening now because you're not getting this show. So there's another podcast player for Apple. And I don't really like Apple. I told you, I got an Apple iPhone as my backup phone, and it is so inferior in so many ways. I'm probably going to give it away. I only keep it just so I know what people are using so I can help them. But there's so many things that it doesn't do, or I can't get it to do, that the Android Samsung can do. It's super frustrating for me. Right. But the main podcast player on Apple's called Apple Podcasts, and it definitely hasn't updated. Now, there's another podcast player called Overcast.fm. That's another one-man show, and his is working. I have that one on my Apple iPhone, and it is updating without a problem. I didn't have to do anything to it. It got the new feed into it. So people like James sent me an email at fakeologist@fakeotube.com. That's another email I've got. Or sorry, fakeotube@fake11.com. That's the email address for Fakeotube. And he's been listening since 2020. So thank you very much.
Wow.
So I guess he's a COVID refugee.
A refugee. That's a good word.
Yeah. So thank you, James. He couldn't find the show either. Nancy couldn't find the show. It's kind of a good way to shake the apples out of the tree when you cut the feed or mess with the feed, because people do actually reach out to me at I'm at fakeologist.com and say, hey, what happened to you? Where are you? So The fact that only about five people reached out is kind of disappointing, or maybe that's a good thing that everyone's getting it. So Jack sent me a voicemail.
Is that Jacques?
Hey, it's Jack House again. I heard my name on the internet. Cool, bro. Anyway, I'm not really looking for fame and fortune. Could you send me an email? I am at lps456@gmail.com. I want to send you a couple of links to something I have that is very interesting and can't be identified. He has a Facebook page. It's a fungus that I got like 27 years ago. Anyway, you'll just have to check it out. He weighed 35 pounds then. Now he weighs, I call him 90 pounds. And I kind of got that documented, like whatever that means. Anyway, keep up the good work. I'm on the Telegram channel now. You know, let's just push forward on this deal and expose the lies.
Okay. Peace,
brother. God bless.
God bless you. Yeah, my email is im@fakeologist.com. So send me an email and send me whatever you want. But that's Jack. Thank you, Jack.
And what's he saying? He's got a 90-pound mushroom.
I don't know what the hell he was saying. Yeah, I thought... Okay, yeah. He has a mushroom. It's not. I hope it's not growing on him. Okay, so say hi to the chat. Skate and Destroy. Battery 79. Unknown user. Unknown user updated their graphic on FakoTube, their profile. So good on you. And we have... do we have anyone watching on FakoTube right now? Two people on FakoTube. We got a few people tonight. So thanks,
everyone. Johnny's List isn't plumbing today.
Johnny's List, you can call in too. And the phone lines are open. Call us. Give us a ringy dingy. We'll pick up your phone. Just let the phone ring. Let it keep ringing. And somebody on Facebook says they got me again. There's something you got to do to get your name to show up in the chat. From Facebook. I can't remember what it is, though. There's some stupid trick to do it. Frank, Johnny's got the day off, so no problem today. Good for you. Good, mate. And, yeah, I get Monday off. Monday's Labor Day here in North America. You have Labor Day over there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when it is. I think it's a Queen's birthday. No, I don't remember when Labor Day is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It doesn't affect me much either. To be truthful.
No. Well, you're not in labor lately.
I'm not in labor. That's right.
I got a message from Dr. Sam Bailey because I sent her some scratch. She said, "I recognize your name straight away. I would be happy to do an interview with you, Sam." So I'll hit her up.
Of course, you are going to be famous.
She didn't give me your contact info, but okay. So I sent her a little donation. I also sent Germ a little donation. I'm trying to put my money where my mouth is. Yeah. And he got right back to me thanking me, which is great. And we're trying to get him on as well.
Yes, I think he's great, that dude.
I like his interviews, actually. Mm-hmm. I think he edits his video interviews down to a 1-hour video, which is really good. He cuts out all the fluff and gets right to the stuff. So I know he adds, there's some quick flash edits, but I like his guests. I like geopolitics as well. So he does a lot of that. He's not really into fakery, but I'm not always into fakery all the time. I like my geopolitics.
Well, there's some very interesting geopolitics going on in our domain at the moment.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, it's Norfolk Island was governed, ended up being populated by the descendants of the Mutiny on the Bounty. You're familiar with the Mutiny on the Bounty, where the Captain Bligh got off in a dinghy by...
No, Christian. I don't know that one. I never heard it.
You've never heard the story of the Mutiny on the Bounty?
No, I've heard. I know what you're saying, but I've never heard of that.
So the descendants of that mutiny. So, okay. So when Captain Bligh was mutinied against, they packed him off in a rowboat with a few other loyal officers, and in an open rowboat with a sail on it, they navigated thousands of nautical miles to get back to where they needed to get to safely. So they returned safely, and Bligh ended up as the governor of Australia at one stage. And there was another rebellion against him here again called the Rum Rebellion. So something about Bligh just was too much for people, obviously. But anyway, the descendants of the mutineers lived in Pitcairn Island. Their population grew too much, and they petitioned the government of England for a place to settle. And Queen Victoria gave them Norfolk Island, and they had their own parliament up until 2019, at which time the Australian government dissolved their parliament and put in place a city council ruled out of New South Wales.
Uh-huh.
And while they were running it all themselves, they had very low taxes and their expenses were very low, and they managed everything themselves, and that was fine. Now the New South Wales council situation is in place. There's no connection between the people that live on the island and these people that fly in and out of Norfolk Island. And it's costing millions of dollars, and now they're putting up the rates and charges, etc., on these people. And, you know, it's effectively looking like forcing some of them to leave their houses, their homes, because they can't afford to pay the rates. And so the people of Pitcairn Island have engaged some of the people involved in the Know Your Rights group and have declared that what's going on in New South Wales is invalid, and they have declared their own government under the original letters of patent, I think they're called, from Queen Victoria. So it's a high drama going on. And at the same time,
did you see the Pitcairn Islands or the Pitcairn Island in Australia?
So the mutineers, the descendants of the mutineers,
mm-hmm.
Settled on Pitcairn Island. But they grew too large. The population approached a couple of hundred, and they then moved to Norfolk Island, where they have stayed ever since. And Norfolk Island, well, there are some people that say that Australia is actually just Norfolk Island. And there's been a lot of hot dispute about this. Oh, this can't be true, etc. But it turns out now that when the fellow from Know Your Rights was flying to Pitcairn Island, he was able to shop duty free, and that there were police, Australian Border Patrol officers. So mm-hmm. It was as if it was an international situation in his flight. So it's the mystery is unfolding about Norfolk Island in Australia, and it's going to be very interesting how it plays out.
Norfolk Island is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
According to this map, it's closer to New Zealand, North Island, it seems like, than it is to Brisbane, which is sort of the most eastern major city, or Gold Coast. I guess that's the part of Australia that juts out a bit.
But it's governed out of New South Wales and not out of Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. That's crazy.
And that only started in 2019. It just, without warning,
mm-hmm.
The Parliament of Norfolk Island was dissolved, and effectively a city council was put in place. And there is no constitutional validity to councils in Australia in the first place.
How many people are on this island in the middle of nowhere? What kind of life do they live? It's crazy.
A previously idyllic life, I think. There was a famous author that wrote The Thornbirds that you said, something McCulloch.
Mm.
Colleen McCulloch, who made her home there.
Wow. Okay. It's almost like its own place. Like, Hawaii is very isolated, I found when I went to Hawaii. It's pretty much its own time zone, and it's far away from everything. And you really, it's like its own world. But this little island here, Norfolk Island.
2,188 people in the 2021 census.
Mm-hmm. And what's the incidence of COVID there?
That's a good question. So the population has declined. It was 2,601 in 2001.
Wow, people are fleeing. What do they do there? Not much, I can imagine.
Well, so before this takeover of the government, it was a tourist destination. And right. They used to impose a GST on tourists that traveled over there. And the whole economy flourished on this tourist tax. But the new government, the effectively New South Wales council style government, has abolished the collection of that GST. So all of a sudden it's just wrecked the Norfolk Island economy.
Well, not only that, but tourism, I don't know if it's come back since COVID's started a couple of years ago.
No, I don't know.
I don't either.
Anyway, okay. it's a very interesting story unfolding in Australia, as well as the Voice, where Facebook had to discipline one of its fact checkers, RMIT. They got exposed as providing partisan fact checking.
Boo-hoo.
And so that was, there's all sorts of the usual skullduggery, I think, going on in Australia.
All right. I have no idea. Okay, so the email we got from Hands Off, did you want to look at that?
I've looked at it, yeah.
Is that the one where he wants to have October 20 as Hoax Day, International Hoax Awareness Day?
And presumably he's asked, how would you like to stage a staged event about staged events?
Yeah, I'm not really into organizing days as much.
Designate a moment in time that we celebrate fakeologists everywhere without bureaucratic diktat. Can you organize some things without bureaucracy, app?
Mm-hmm.
Catapult PSYOP awareness everywhere every year. Inspire others to create shows, memes, and content to commemorate it. And suggesting that fakeologist.com launches it.
I got quite a bit to do these days.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I think you should.
Instead of doing this, delegate
Hands Off to do it if he wants to do it.
Well, I told him to call in tonight too.
Yeah. Can't ring from Australia, John. Is it? No, John is listed. The reason there's no line from Australia is because
you don't need one.
You're on a mobile phone and you can just call because you'll have on your phone rental program, you'll be able to dial in to the USA for nothing for so many hundreds of minutes a month, I think.
Yeah, you're fine. You're good. Okay. So there's the hands-off thing. He created a whole PDF. Pretty cool. He works hard. Yeah. This guy's putting in a lot of energy into the Fakeologist Network. I'll put a link to this in the show notes because it's kind of fun. So I don't know what your name is. It's Hands Off, but I don't know what your mummy calls you. But yeah, interesting. I'll take a look. I'll put this in the show notes for sure. Absolutely. And Frank, I did enjoy probably Alexandra's material.
Yeah, she's great. Great presenter.
Really good. She must put a ton of effort into her stuff. Those videos are huge, and I saw a million clips, or fast edits, rather. So she must spend, to make a video like that, it takes so much time, and she's got so many graphics in it. Really good stuff. This one is almost 2 hours. It's like it's a movie. It is a movie.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed them. I think she's a terrific presenter.
Yeah, I'd like to have her on. And she did I don't know which one you linked to right now, but
the latest one was the one that I linked to.
Okay. Well, in the Ghost in a Meme, did you watch that one?
I've watched them all, yeah.
That one was really, really well done, where she broke down the Army PsyOps commercial.
Mm.
And this one here, I think this is the one about history, about the people that rule over us.
Yes.
So the Masons, I was just a little tripped up by the fact that she had to use code words. It makes me crazy when they do that. The J's and the...
Yeah.
She usually
blanks it out. She usually just deletes that part of the audio.
Yeah, well, a lot of times she just clipped it off here. But it was really, really, really well done. Just the history. All right, you linked to me the theory of evolution one, I think.
Yes.
But I did go back, and I'm going through some of her archives. Really, really good stuff. And this one here, where she goes about explaining who's ruling over us. The J's, she calls them the Jews, the Freemasons. They're all people that promote the occult.
Yeah.
And science is just mysticism.
Yes. Well, it's the Kabbalah, essentially.
Yes. And the fact that before Marcus, I really didn't know much more about Masons than the water buffaloes from the Flintstones.
Right.
I had no idea, honestly.
My first hearing about Freemasons was actually from the Monty Python show.
Ah.
When I was about 14 years old, when they first came out,
mm-hmm.
there was an episode where a guy's describing... He's an architect and being interviewed about his design for a slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite a bizarre sketch, I guess. You know, supposedly a comedy sketch about a slaughterhouse. And at the end, he's begging them to let him join the Masons and can't understand why they won't let him in.
Interesting. But this really goes... This is a really good piece. It goes right up to today with Trump and talking about the presidents, and it's very, very, very complete. I would watch this. She does it's a really good job.
Yeah, and I think the model that she's using is certainly worth exploring for people. I mean, none of us know what reality is, but I think she provides an excellent case.
She puts many puzzle pieces together.
Yes, and then if you use those models and trying to understand
puzzle pieces,
yeah. Oh, there you go. I think it works.
Yeah, and you know, this is what Fakeologist is. I like all these different people because I think if we bring them all together, we can get a really accurate picture of what the hell's going on. Because everyone brings pieces of the puzzle from their perspective.
Mm.
And she fills in many, many, many blanks. Because we're always asking, who's in charge? Who? Who are they?
Who is they? Yep.
Always are asking that question. And I refuse to accept the simple notion that it's the Jews. Because that is the knee-jerk promoted message, say from a website like BitChute, That's all the trolls in their comment section say.
Yeah.
And it's very boring.
And one of the many people that I've clashed with in my, you know, in my times as doing this sort of stuff is Ray West, who was one of the first people to publish my work on salt.
Yeah.
But Ray was absolutely fully enrolled in the idea that the Jews are responsible for everything. Completely. And then when I quizzed him about if he was a Freemason or not, he just clammed up.
Oh, really? He didn't. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so much more to the story. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially, it is a group of people that are in all walks of life. They're Jesuits, they're Freemasons, they're, you know, their Rosicrucians, they're all of these people,
but they all subscribe to the same
the same mystical view that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the idea that the Bible is superstitious and, you know, religious is completely, and science is all okay, makes no sense when you understand that modern science is essentially just a retelling of Kabbalah and Babylonian religion.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the other one, the theory of evolution. And
just 1 second there, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead. I think you're being paged by Mrs. Frank. Yeah, so if anyone wants to call in, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984, call in, and we'll take your call. Or you can click on the Discord and send me a message, and I will patch in. And thank you to the latest donors. Dave J. stepped up again. I appreciate it, Dave J. $43. 4 + 3 = 7. Thank you, Dave J. I actually forwarded Dave J's name to Tim Osman, who he's often at odds with. But Tim Osman has people from a newspaper in Europe coming to see him in Albuquerque. And they're going to use him, among other conspiracy researchers, to create a story for their newspaper, and they were looking for people in California, Arizona, and other Southwest area states, because they're traveling around that area. And I said, oh, I know Dave J. He lives down in Arizona. They said, talk to him too. Dave J's already been in the mainstream media, which some might say is suspicious, for talking about JonBenet Ramsey. So that was pretty interesting. Skate and Destroy thinks that IPS is a Freemason. Okay. And any link to her videos, by the way? Yep. FakeOTube.com. Go to FakeOTube.com. The main page, you can see her face. Lots of pink in it. So that's her inconvenient reality there. We have the theory of evolution here. And don't forget when you, and Ghost in the Meme, this is her best one. It's just fantastic. And when you click on a FakeOTube video, if you look on the source, you'll find the original channel that I took it off of. And we could play What is a Fakeologist? This is a video that was sent to me by, I think, the same guy that sent me the idea to have a Fakeologist day. Why don't we play this one for you guys while we're waiting for Frank? Are you back, Frank?
I'm back.
Your volume is low. Can you lean into the mic?
I think I've turned it down to try and limit the sound.
That's much better. I was going to play the What is a Fakeologist video. I think this is the same person that wants to have a Fakeologist expose day. I can't, like I said, they send from different email addresses, so I'm not sure.
Oh, so you think this is still hands off?
Yeah, with a different name, I think. I'm not sure. Should I play that? We played it on an audio chat, but a lot of people that listen to the show don't listen to the audio chats. And this has visuals, I think. No, well, maybe this doesn't have visuals. No, this was an audio. I just put this as the thumbnail. Or he put it as the... I uploaded this picture on top of the audio. So we can play this. And we can stop at any time if you want to make a comment.
And if I can convince Johnny's List to use his mobile phone to call in using his free American minutes, that would be great.
Yeah, I guess not everyone knows your trick. Yeah, okay, he admitted it, Skate and Destroy. I actually want to see the movie Behind the Perv. I think I downloaded it from somewhere. Did you see that movie, Behind the Perv?
Maybe. I watch a lot of things. I'm not sure. It looked a bit stagey to me when I watched it. But my problem with all of these, flat earth things, is that no one states the basic principle that everyone assumes the earth is flat. And it annoys me.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about people in engineering.
Everyone. I'm talking about the people that do the flat earth stuff that say they're all about flat earth and they, in my opinion, essentially waffle on nonstop about trying to prove the earth is flat. Never, ever do they mention that everyone assumes it's flat. It's really annoying.
Well, they assume it and they don't have to prove it.
Everyone just uses flat. No one makes any allowance for curve at all, ever, or movement for that.
And they're not out to go prove it either. They're just saying this is how it is.
We
don't have to prove it. We're just not factoring any curve because there is no curve according to our calculations. And so far, the buildings haven't fallen over.
Yeah, the buildings haven't fallen over. The pipelines still run water. The aeroplane still gets to Sydney, even though Sydney's apparently moving at 1,600 kilometers an hour.
Right.
But, none of it happens.
Yeah.
It's not even a thing. So people saying that the earth is a spinning ball, it's fine. You can say whatever you like, but you never make use of that idea. Not ever. And no one's flying from Perth over the South Pole to Buenos Aires. Mm-hmm. And imagine, I just want to say one thing. If I was able to do that, why wouldn't you start a travel company flying people from Perth to Buenos Aires? Those planes would be packed, jam-packed to the rafters with people flying over the South Pole in the continuous sunlight of summer.
Yeah. Yeah, they could...
Because they can look out their window on that
flight.
Yeah, look out the window and fly across the South Pole. It's in brilliant sunlight all over summer. Those planes would be, there'd be one an hour jammed with people going across it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's these niggling, very critical things that get lost in the shuffle on purpose that they don't bother addressing.
My whole thing is I've really just dropped the whole subject now because I don't use the curve. No one does. Why are we talking about it?
And I think the whole COINTELPRO team that started up in 2015, their main objective was just to throw people off of NASA, because whenever somebody would bring up the NASA fakery, they toss the flat earth propaganda on top of it.
I agree. I agree with that. Absolutely.
Right. So the discredit by association that Simon talks about was heaped onto it.
It's true.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the earth isn't flat. But
let me take the counter point, you like. If it turned out that while in our daily lives, everyone was making use of, making a calculation to allow for the spin, and that just wasn't working, and then we could all argue about it. That would be a different situation, but that's not the situation. No one, No one is making use of spinning theory ever. It's just not done.
And it spins at different rates, because if you're on the equator, it spins at the magic 1,100 miles per hour. But if you're up at the North Pole, which you can go to, there should be no spin.
Well, when you say you can go there, do you think? Who's got there?
Well,
I reckon less people have got... It's just as mysterious as the South Pole.
I think it's less mysterious.
I don't think so. I don't think submarines sail under the North Pole ice cap. I think that is nonsense.
But what is the temperature near to the North Pole in the summer? It's not minus 40, but we can go to very northern climes of Canada and Russia, can we not?
Well, Murmansk is at the 70 degrees north. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of people living 70 degrees north. There's no one living south of 50 degrees south.
Right.
50 degrees.
Well, I'm just asking what the temperature is near to the North Pole in the summer.
Well, 70 degrees, Murmansk in summer, I think, is 20 or 30 degrees in summer.
Murmansk.
And that's 70.
Is that in Russia?
Yeah.
Not in the USSR, because that doesn't exist.
Woo! I'm back in the USSR.
Is a port city in the administrative center of Murmansk Oblast in the far northwest part of Russia. Okay.
Benefiting from the North Atlantic Current. I just make up anything.
That's very far north. This is not a good map. What is the temperature right now in Murmansk? Let's look at the 14-day weather forecast. It's pretty warm. In the 20s. Right now it's 13. Pretty much the same temperature as here.
Yeah, and that is 70 degrees north. The Antarctic Treaty doesn't let you go further south than 60 degrees south.
I like this forecast on September 6th. Tons of rain. Wow. On the September 4th, sprinkles. They need to add that to our weather forecast. They never say sprinkles or tons of rain. That's the timeanddate.com forecast. Maybe
Now we are talking about 70 degrees north here, folks, as they say on the you know, it's quite amazing how warm it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, so there is no, the climate of the is so asymmetrical.
Right. Yeah. So I just wondered how far north you can go in Canada, at least, before where the...
Well, there's a whole lot of air bases up there and there's restricted access. For a little time, I dabbled about, you know, flying a light plane, renting a light plane and flying up north through Canada. Yeah. But it's actually quite difficult. You know, it's all air bases, military bases.
Why can't I not go to Google Maps and find the North Pole? I know it's way at the top. Could we not?
Well, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
I have a lot of questions about the moon, too. It's just... You see, if we were spending time researching things properly in the world instead of nonsense, we could talk about the moon, which was made a great second full moon appearance yesterday here.
A beautiful here last night. And, you know, it definitely doesn't look 368,000 kilometers away, does it?
No.
Looks like you could touch it.
Well, I actually took a picture of it with my P900.
Yeah. And the same focal length it was to look at something not that far away.
Yeah, I will post some pictures here. Let me just save them so I can post them. And you can look at them and tell me what you think. I took them last night just before retiring at around 11 p.m. Let's see if they show up. Different sort of a quiet show tonight. Here's one. Well, that's my picture of the moon. That's from me zooming in. Now, I don't know if my P900, I've questioned my P900 before, wondering if it replaces what I see with what it has on file in its memory, because it is a computer.
And there is a situation where they do that for the Milky Way thing, isn't there?
Yeah, maybe. There's. I know smartphones, because smartphones are obviously connected to the internet. So they could be figuring out, oh, we're taking a picture, we see the stars, and we see what you're doing, and we're going to replace it with this latest picture, you see? So here's your moon. And there's so many questions about the moon. Why do we only see one side? And why there's no proof that it's three dimensions? So we only see two dimensions. So many good questions. I don't study the moon. I guess I should probably take more pictures of the moon because I have the camera that can do it. And I'm just wondering what I'm looking at here. All these splotches. They coming through okay on your end?
Yes, it's good.
Yeah, it's a pretty clear picture. Looks like your partner wants you. So those are my pictures of the moon. And let's go in the comments and see what everyone's saying. And what do we got here? Tominoid is saying, I'd imagine it was more to do with online censorship. I don't know what we were talking about there. Okay. It's hard to keep track in the chat when you guys are commenting on what I'm saying. So I'm not really tracking what I said. We also have the FakoTube chat. It's independent of the YouTube chat. Unfortunately, they don't integrate. And so there's so many questions that we could be asking questions about and figuring out. I think we're pretty smart collectively in this world. Why can't we sort out the moon, the North Pole, the South Pole? So many good questions. They are not asked by the collective and or researched. And Frank, you're still off. I guess you're talking to your buddy. And we only have, it's been an hour. So I think if Frank does come back, why don't we just play this audio? And if Frank is able to come back, that's good. Otherwise, we'll have gone about an hour. So the show is about an hour. That's what I usually like to limit it to. Just don't forget fakeologist.com/blog. We have a blog. And that does work. Just go to fakeologist.com/blog or fakeologist.com. It's got all the links to the show, including our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Discord, Telegram, and Gilded, the donate link, podcast, FakoTube, the streams, the forums, the blog, the live show, the audio chat. Are you back, Frank?
I am back.
Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up for before we close out? Because we've been going.
The only thing is that I do want to have a super show with you about my very good friend Dallas Goldbug and the JFK thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you get it? Can you get him on?
That'd be a good idea. I'll try. It'd be it would be sensational audio, as I think I've tried to get this to happen about three or four times. I thought I'd got him on with Chris Kendall once, but it came apart at the last minute.
What's the last time show that Ed is done?
It would be a long time ago now.
And where would you even start looking for it?
Well, all of his content's been taken off. Everything's gone. You can't find any of his images or anything anymore. Mm-hmm. He's been wiped.
He went to a wiping service.
It's very interesting that he had all sorts of holiday snaps of the Greenberg family and the whole, you know, with all the AIG and the Grand Old Opry, the Saturday Night Livers and the Hall of Famers. It was great. It's all been wiped out. I can't get hold of any of it.
Battery 79 bought me a coffee. Thank you, Battery 79. That's very kind of you.
I need one of them.
Oh,
we have a caller in.
All right. Caller in, Dave Johnson. Hello. Go ahead. Did I answer it? I didn't answer it. Now I answered it. Dave, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
How are you? Thank you for the donation.
Oh, you're welcome. If I make money, I give some out. This, you know, as the life of the day laborer, sometimes you get some good tips.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I really believe in paying it forward too. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Always. Yeah. So I heard you talking about the moon.
Yeah. Did you see it last night?
I've been studying the moon since, the early 2000s. I've done quite a few videos on it, actually.
Don't you
remember when that one guy put out the video who, I think it was 2014, he called me the moon loon. And he put up this 30 minute, his name was Cool Hard Logic. And he tried to.
Yes, I remember Cool Hard Logic.
Okay, yeah, so he tried to debunk the work I did, and he couldn't because he was just given the textbook answers. So then I was thinking about the easiest way to describe the model, which Frank likes to use the word, and it's quite frankly pardon the pun, but if you hold the just imagine a model of the human eyeball in your hand looking straight up, that is the model of the universe. So the colored part of the eye, which is the iris, is the plane that man, animal, plant, water exists on. That's the colored part of the eye. And it is a plane, which means flat, with deviations called depth and elevation, meaning from sea level, you have depth and elevation. You're either above or below sea level, no matter where you're at. So then if you take somebody and you put them at any elevation you want, and you put them here and you go 200 miles out in any direction, you put that person at that same elevation, those two will be on the same level, the same plane. So then you have to take words at their full meaning, not just the basic meaning. If somebody says, oh, it's flat, well, that doesn't describe it properly. The iris or the plane is flat. However, just like a computer chip, it starts on the flat plane of a silicon wafer, but it's built up into the third dimension, or the idea of a physical, a touchable, what's called reality, or a place you can walk. When you're walking on the ground, you feel when you're rising and lowering. And you can also feel when the ground's unlevel. You can also simply look at anything with your eye and see, think of a picture that's not level, or that's not straight. That's not on the So you straighten it. So you can, all this stuff is built in, just like you can tell that if you're standing still with, you're not moving, you're not spinning, you're not doing any of that. However, when you rise and you drop in elevation, you can feel it in your ears because the pressure changes. Pressure changes from the zero point or from sea level. So pressure is either going to, it's either going to get more dense, or it's going to become, or you're going to become lighter in a way.
Interesting. Are you gonna...
No, but this is... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. To change the subject slightly, because I wanted to know if you were going to try and participate in the European newspaper documentary on conspiracy theorists. I sent you the email.
I was in the last time I was in the newspaper was the International Business Times, and that was back during the Chris Dorner hoax.
Right.
That was actually back in the time when YouTube was not as bad as it is now, to where they just get rid of you immediately. Back then, at least you got away with stuff for a few weeks before they cut up.
What was the
International Business Times, and that dealt with the Chris Dorner hoax. It also deals with a lot of other.
JonBenet brought up.
Well, I put in a bunch of stuff when he had called me. He called me on Skype back then. That was when Skype was kind of early Skype. And I talked to him just on the Skype call, and he took most of what I said. And I thought it was, he didn't misquote me at all, which I found amazing. However, that same guy, that same so-called reporter, he's now wearing a mask and doing, he completely, even though he was in the room with the truth of the matter, he chose to fall back into the world. He chose, he wanted that to be real, that idea that's presented to him. He fell in love with that idea more, the idea of the world, than the truth of the matter, which is what you can go out and you can study. So you were asking people, why aren't they out there studying all this? Well, they are. And that's why I don't really like the word when people say everybody or all this other stuff, because it's an individual effort.
If you want
to know what this existence is, if you want to know the ground that you walk on, you have to go do that work yourself. Because one, you're not going to believe anybody who tells you something. That's just the way everyone is.
Yeah.
They need to experience themselves. And once you experience yourself and you know the truth and it's in you, when you talk to people, you're going to be telling them the truth, because guess what? When they go test it, they'll find it to be true as well. Not that you told them or anybody else. I told you that before, though. It's like anytime you want to find something out for real, you have to go do the work. You've got to be the one to do it, because this is universal across the board. Because nobody's going to believe anybody when it comes to these real issues until you go out and you do the work yourself. And what's that called, Frank? Study and show yourself approved. That's all that means. It just means do the work.
Yeah.
Because guess what? As soon as you look and you see the truth is simple. And it's all the stories the world told you that are complicated. Those are all complicated. So you want to go read a science book and all that, you're going to be confused. You go look at the truth of the matter, it's quite simple. It's laid out directly in front of you. And you can then take that truth and you can move it to everything else, because everything's related. Everything is part of each other.
Beautiful. Yeah. So there's going to be a documentary crew going to Tim Osmond's office in Albuquerque, and they're coming from California. So I just gave your name because they were looking for people in the area that as they came through, you could just maybe get on that. I think that would be good.
Yeah, I'm right off the freeway there, so if they wanted to stop, they could. I tell you what, New Mexico is the only state that's actually, I've ever gotten kicked out of a gas station for not wearing a mask. In the last several years, New Mexico was the worst state ever. I went in there in the morning, and all of a sudden I'm walking in, and this guy just yelled, "Hey!" And I'm looking around, like, who's this guy yelling at? "You got one of these masks?" I said, "No." He's literally pointing at his face.
Yeah.
I said, "No, I don't." Then he's all, "You got to leave." And I'm walking out, and I said, "You're all cowards." All the people in the line, they were all wearing masks.
Oh, yeah, I know. Is that going to come back? Is that coming back in your state right now?
Yeah, of course it's coming. Well, it's not coming back. Well, it's kind of, as far as officially, there's still people that wear them, of course. But I spend a lot of time in Asia, so that's not unusual.
Yeah.
But I have noticed it more. But as far as officially, no, I haven't heard anything, but it's going to come back, because the first time was nothing but a stress test.
Yeah, I know.
That was just to kind of see what they could get away with and to set the stage, because the second time around, those that feel that they've been jaded are going to double down and then become, it's not going to be, this Joe Biden character or these other characters on the news that are going to be in your face. It's going to be your neighbor and everyone else is in your face. So if the local population around you, specifically anybody listening, if they fall for this second constriction, then they are the ones who are going to be putting the pressure on, whether it be the shop owners or people in the shops, things like that. They're ones who are getting in your face. And of course, everyone knows that the so-called police in your town, they're your neighbors. You know, those are the people who are going to be putting their hands on you. You know, not these figments of your imagination on the TV, not these mythic characters. So it's always the they always trick the public to police themselves.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. That's I'm most afraid about the people around us. Yeah.
But I tell you what you can do, Tim, is what you can do is all that stuff we talked about earlier about going out and studying and looking around, all that can happen regardless of what the world, and the world is what's between people's ears, the idea. Whatever they're putting out, it doesn't matter. It's not gonna change what's true.
Yeah.
So you can always go do that work. But if somebody decides that they're going to spend all their time in the world and trying to figure that out, well, you're never going to get there because there's no truth in that so-called world. That's the world of ideas, news, propaganda, movies, TV. People wonder why everything is already preconditioned because the storyline, or I should say the imagination of this fallen place is not very dense. There's not a lot there. That's why you're going to see the same story over and over and over again. But just with the smallest tweak, and then you'll say, didn't you guys see that last week? And they're like, no, this is different, man. This is totally different. And then off to the races they go. See? So I don't know. I'm telling you, more people than you think are going to fall for it.
So how are you, what are your plans for dealing with your neighbor's being your policeman, Dave?
So I live in an RV, so I'm kind of out in the woods right now, up on a hill.
Yep.
So I don't have too many neighbors. But you're talking, you know, when I go into town and things like that. It's really something I don't plan on. But I guess let's say that you come into my office and you say, hey, you know, you put a mask on. I say, well, no, you can stand outside and we'll just do business through the window. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Okay, well, it was good to have you call in, Dave J. And I hope you get on the documentary. Hopefully, Tim Osmond will help you hook up with those people, whoever they are, from Europe.
I don't know. Just so you know, Tim Osmond, I know you like the guy, but he's like in real life, in real physical life, he's a total scumbag. Just so you know.
No, I know.
He calls my son. He does all this like in real life stuff. See, that's where, and the reason he does that is because he's getting called out on hoax stories and also what's a slow footing. I call him where he's slow footing, you know, those who listen to him, instead of telling them the truth of the matter, you're going to watch another movie that tells you the thing's going to happen. Well, have you not figured out that all of that is combined a hoax and therefore you have to stand apart from it and look down on it? That's the best. It's best to look down on the world because it's beneath your feet. There's nothing there for you.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's why I don't, there's a personal thing with him because he's an antichrist. He's an antichrist character, not the, a lot of people, am, meaning one of many who make up that body. But that's what he does. So I tell you what, as soon as you cross him in any way, shape or form, that nice guy routine's gonna change. And he'll come after you just like he does anybody else. You're not above any of that. As long as you play ball, he'll be fine with you. But as soon as you start to figure some of the stuff, let's say you go out and you figure out that moon and you start putting that real work out, things are going to change for you. I guarantee you they're going to change for you because it doesn't take long of putting out the absolute truth, testable for others to you before let's just say your comfort level is going to change.
Yeah.
There's all these so-called online, they're going to start coming after you. All of a sudden, they'll start giving you trouble and trying to ding you. I'm just letting you know, what's going to happen. Because you can't tread water. How long are you going to tread water? How long are you going to watch the different news and keep going from hoax to hoax to hoax before you decide, okay, let me look at what's powering this. What is the mind behind this? What is the power behind it? And within this realm, this world, the power behind the world or the news is the so-called antichrist spirit or the lie system. That's just the way it is. And that's the way it's always going to be until it ends. When God blinks, the idea of God blinking, the idea of the universe, the eye, when God blinks, it's over. Everything changes. Those who are of death dissipate. Those who are in life in Christ continue forever. That's it. So you can either choose life or choose death. That's your only choice. And so you can either witness for death, which is the world, or you can witness for life and truth and the way, which is my Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's where I stand. And so everybody needs to then go out and do their own test and verification and figure out where you stand, especially those with families. If you're the man of the house, be the man of the house. Be the one who brings home the truth to the realm, you know, to your castle. And make sure at least, because all you can do is control your castle. So at least make sure within your castle that the truth has a place at the table, that it's not left out and you know, outside.
All right. Well, hopefully,
yeah.
I was going to say, hopefully you can get along enough to get in the video anyway. I know your feelings
Well, I'll talk to anybody, but it depends on what the topic is. If these people want to talk about the so-called conspiracy, there's no conspiracy community. That's all nonsense. There's somebody who's telling you the truth, or there's somebody who's lying to you.
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
You know, and so you really have to listen to each person, take what they say, remove the personality, and just test the words, test the tones. If you find them to be untrue, discard them completely. Don't even feel bad about it. But if you find them to be true, you hold on to them, not because you like or dislike that person, but because what you tested was true. And that becomes you now. So then that becomes your witness. So you see how it's not a personality thing. It's just the idea of testing your own words against what is true, and you have to be able to stand up for that. And then that's the idea of being men, and the idea of the generational curse. What is the generational curse but fathers lying to their children over and over and over again through generations? So then when do you stop it? You stop it by not lying to your children or to your family. And guess what? A lot of them won't like you for it. But in the end is what matters. And in the end, you will be standing on solid ground, on the true foundation. That's what matters. So don't bend. When you have the truth in you, don't bend. You just put it out.
All right, good stuff. Any closing comments for Dave J, Frank?
Look, I always appreciate Dave's viewpoint. I'm interested in why you're not appearing on the show, Tim.
No, because the guy's driving, or this crew is driving through the southwest of the United States on their way to New Mexico or wherever they're going. So, no, I'm not down there. I know Dave J's down there.
Yeah, I'm a little farther. Yeah. I'm down by the it's in Arizona, so it's a couple hours from the Mexico border.
Yeah, so he would be good. That's why I thought of Dave J. So I'm not on the show. It's Tim Osmond. Contacted them, or they contacted him, so it should be interesting if it's a mainstream.
Well, I was going to say, Frank, thanks for I've known Frank for a long time, but Frank saw a lot of my moon stuff back when I first put it out in the early days. I'd really suggest people look at that, because once they see
where can we find that?
I can put it, I'll put them up in the show notes. I've done many of them.
Okay, put them in the show notes, and
I'll put a few. What do they call it? A few that kind of get to the point, and then if you're more interested, then you can look at more. But what I suggest is you kind of get a starting point, and you say, okay, let me test those two or three things. You go outside, and you literally have to go outside, leave the computer, and go outside and do it like you were doing, taking the picture of the moon. You have to, and then you're asking yourself the right questions. What are those things? Well, now you're starting to do some real work. Once you get that answer, everything's going to change. I'm telling you, all the stuff you're thinking about now and all these little things become irrelevant.
Well, I agree.
The truth of the matter. Yeah.
The moon. The moon has been with us a long time, a lot longer than all these hoaxes.
It was all created at the same time. You know, the moon is a light. So is the sun, and so are the stars. So if people realize that the sun is for the time of day, the moon is for the time of month, and the stars are for the time of year, with the wandering give you the idea of different cycles, whether it be the Metonic 19-year cycle, where the sun and the moonlight basically reset, report line up again every 19 years. That's another version of, I know you know the Metonic cycle, or at least you've been exposed to it a little bit, but there's quite a bit to that. And once you know what's above your head and how it's moving, and take that model I told you about and actually see it, you see like the eye, you see it, sea level, S-E-A, S-E-E, sea level, because level is where the level of the so-called horizon will rise to your eye level. You see that? So everything is the idea of words, and not only the way the word is spelled, but the way the word sounds to you when you say it. All right. So there's a lot of things that are right there at the surface that are low hanging fruit, I call it. And once you start picking some of those up and you start seeing things for what they truly are, everything changes. And it's going to be, and they're going to start calling you crazy, crazy Tim and crazy Frank and crazy Dave.
Crazy Dave. You're the original.
Let me just, I do want to reiterate what Dave's saying to Tim. If you start, when you travel around in your truck or and live your life, if you reframe everything you see on the basis of, say, the eye model that's being talked about, or just think of that flat earth map that's very famous. Just start putting it that way, and the fact that it's not moving, it will result in a rewiring of your brain.
Wow.
You will start to see and understand everything quite differently.
All right.
Because it costs you nothing to forget everything you think you know. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, if you're like, okay, today I'm going to forget everything I think I know, walk outside like a child. I'm going to look up and say, you know, what is going on here? Talk to me, right?
And if you're when you look at the moon tonight, Tim, if you look at it on the basis that it's not that far away, you will have a whole new perspective of it.
And just know this, that when you see the sun, when you see the moon go away from you, it's simply going out of sight. Because if you ever look at the horizon when the sun goes out of sight, keep watching it, because you're going to see it moving to your right.
Okay.
All right. Just know that. And then think about, well, what does that mean then? Well, draw it out on a piece of paper. What does it mean if it's moving to the, well, that means it's going in a, oh, well, that's a circle, but the circle's above my head. And then what does that mean? Then what time is it now? And go look at the time scale and say, okay, in what country, what time is it now? And look that direction. And guess what? That country will be in that direction. Do you see what I'm saying? Think about it being across the plain.
Yeah.
And just the mountains and the seas and the lakes are the deviations called depth and elevation. But if you think about it simply like that, you can stand out there and turn in a circle and see everybody exactly where they're at. And I told you before, if you do I call it the Pomper-Schlanthen effect, but it's the idea if you use a video camera and you take a natural landmass, anything really, anything that is flat, you can use that mirage line as a mirror, and you'll be able to look is across, let's say you can look 100 miles across the central California Valley like I did, and everything that's below that level that you're at will drop out of sight. You won't see it at all, but everything above that level will pop into view, just like a pop-up book. So you may be seeing cars going left and right, but they may be 10 miles apart from each other, but you can see them distinctly. That's a video I'll put up. And once you see, or once you realize what you're seeing when I show you that video, it all changes, because you're like, wait a minute. Now I get it. That's simple. That's the simple explanation for what I'm seeing. Not this convoluted spinning and twisting and turning and all this other crazy nonsense. It's when you break it down and you see it for its true simplicity, then you'll recognize the truth, because the truth is simply stated.
All right, Dave. Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. Here.
And thanks for your doing these shows, Tim, and I appreciate you inviting me on.
All right. Thank you, Frank, and maybe we'll see you on the weekend.
Roger.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Everybody. Thank you, Frank. Frank at fakeologist.com. Frank will answer all your email. And we'll be back probably Sunday. We might have Woo's news by Sunday, but I'm not sure. We'll have to see what goes on. And don't forget, fakeologist.com/donate if you want to support this broadcast. Like so many other people, fakeologist.com/donate/donors. People like Dave J, they're the ones that keep this show alive. We really appreciate it. And the other monthly donors like Gibby, Kirby, Sexrit Lady, Greg, Ezza T, all these monthly donors, really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much. And we'll keep bringing on some guests as well. We're working on it. And we'll hopefully pick up the pace in September when the days are shorter, nights are colder, and people are more inside and willing to do broadcasts. So thank you, guys. And we will talk to you next time. Good night. Thank you.